Hi, I'm Sophie Hagen, and this is BBC Out Storytelling Live from the Backyard Comedy Club in London. We recorded 6 different disabled people and people with mental health difficulties speaking on the subject of love and relationships. The one you're going to hear now is Gianluca Trombetta, who has some advice for deaf people in relationship with non-deaf people. If you enjoy it, do check out the other podcasts on the BBC Ouch website, bbc.co.uk/ouch. And for full terms and conditions, visit bbc.co.uk/podcasts. But first, here's BBC Ouch Storytelling Live.
Hello. I didn't expect a response. So I grew up with hearing loss, moderately severe, which means that essentially I can't function in society without my hearing aids. So I got these small devices. They're really tiny. I don't know if you can see them from over there. And the funny thing is that I didn't wear them until I was like 20 years old. So for the first 20 years of my life, I didn't hear much. So how did I get by? I essentially just hung out with a lot of loud people. Literally. And so I grew up in Italy, so maybe you've heard some of those people over there. They speak very loudly over there, so it wasn't that difficult to find them. So I have a girlfriend. Her name is Elise. She is British, from Newcastle. But she doesn't have a Geordie accent, otherwise I'm not sure I would understand anything she's saying. She instead has a posh, really gentle accent, but she speaks very loudly and she moves her hands a lot. And as an Italian, I find this very attractive. The only thing, she can speak quite fast. So one time I remember she was trying to buy a flat in London and she was finding it very hard. I remember she saying to me, Gianluca, buying a flat in London is so hard. She actually speaks like this. And after a couple of months, things got increasingly better. And I remember she was saying to me, oh, now things are so much better because I found a new sister. I was like, a new sister? What? I thought you were an only child. What does I have a sister to do with this? No. A new solicitor. Right? So a lot of misunderstandings can happen when you hang out with someone who has hearing loss. And, you know, when we moved in together, communication was a little bit complicated because she is not used to speak to someone who has hearing loss, so she speaks to me as I have perfect hearing. And even if I wear hearing aids, the thing is that I can't hear 100%. So to give you an example, if I am in the kitchen busy doing something like cooking and you walk into the room and start talking to me right away while I'm not seeing you, I can't hear very likely the beginning of what you just said. Even worse, if you speak to me from a different room. So I had to tell Elise, look, when you speak to me, speak while facing me, and speak loudly, don't cover your mouth, don't mumble, etc. And don't speak to me from another room. But Elise will forget about this thing. So I had to come up with my, with a new strategy. So my strategy was dog training. I was going to train Elise as if she was a dog, and I thought that was a good idea. Right, so every time I couldn't hear her, I would interrupt Elise, and I would call her by the name, and I would tell her what she did wrong. Right? Elise, you didn't speak while facing me, or Elise, you were mumbling. Elise, I'm annoying myself now. Imagine how annoyed I was to her. So, obviously, I thought this was a great idea, and I kept going. I took it one step further. I introduced the marks on the wall. So we had a chalkboard at home. So I said, okay, every time you make a mistake, we're going to make a mark on the wall. Right? And she was like, well, she did not make any marks on the wall, but she made mistakes. And I was like making marks on the wall instead. And actually it didn't work out because, believe it or not, I realized one day that she wasn't a dog. And but you know, it used to be different back home. You know, I come from a family, we are 14 people, roaming children, and everyone is loud. And it's everyone is very loud. You can't really understand how loud they are. And every time I go back for Christmas, I have to take my hearing aids off. It's just crazy. But you know, I'm glad I have hearing aids because, you know, when I didn't wear them as a child, for example, I didn't know that some things made a sound. So this sucked because I wanted to be a ninja and I couldn't. You know, a ninja in the sense that I really love to, you know, be really stealthy and scary. I don't know why, just like that. And I remember once I wanted to, you know, give a fright to my mom. And I remember she was watching TV downstairs and I was upstairs. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's the right time. And so I was looking at her and I started going down the stairs very stealthy. And I slowly getting around the couch. I go 1 foot from her, ready to jump on her, and she turns around and says, Gianluca, what are you doing there? And I'm like, how do you know? So I didn't know at that time that my trousers, those synthetic trousers, they made a really loud noise. So I thought I was being really stealthy, but I wasn't. Right? But I learned that, so now I'm a really good ninja, and Elise loves that. As you can imagine, I didn't solve our communication problems being a ninja. What really worked was the, you know, something really weird. We call it microdate, right? We had to think about how to solve our communication problems in a completely different way. So what we decided with the microdate, the way this works is that every night or every other day, we will sit down for 10 minutes, maybe over dinner, and we would, discuss what things went well, what didn't go well. And Elise usually will open this micro meeting by saying, how did it go today? Could you hear well? What can we do better? And after a couple of meetings, we decided a couple of ground rules. The first rule was that we will always speak in the same room, no exceptions. And the second rule was the attention rule. So Elise will always try to get my attention first, and I will always give my attention to her, so I will stop doing something and tune in. This worked because we were both relaxed, and we were open to accept criticism, so and it wasn't like I was trying to interrupt her all the time, which was really frustrating. And Elise even came up with her own ways of calling my attention that wasn't by using my name all the time, which is a bit awkward in the house, Gianluca. And so what she did was to start using filler words. So before starting to speak to me, she would start saying, by the way, or you know what? And this was great because it gave me the time to tune in. And I miss much less now, but I still miss things. But a beautiful thing is that I don't get frustrated anymore because I know that she cares. Thank you.
That was BBC Ouch Storytelling Live. If you enjoyed it, do visit bbc.co.uk/ouch and have a listen to the other podcasts from the night.